This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4015 for Friday, the 22nd of December, 2023. Today's show is entitled Value of Life Part 0. It is hosted by some guy on the internet and is about 18 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, wear your secret hat. Scotty talks about putting a dollar value on a human life. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, Some Guy on the Internet. I'm going to start off by saying that this topic may not be suitable for all listeners. If you are under the age of 18, please request permission from your legal guardian to continue with this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, today's topic is life. And how much is a life worth? Now we can start by considering our own lives. Without saying it aloud, if you had to put a value on your life, and you could use any value, you could say zero, you could say priceless. I got a feeling more people are going to go for the priceless thing, right? Now I want you to stop and think about something. Imagine there was an industry built for this purpose, meaning they put a value on your life. What sort of things do you think they consider? What sort of attributes do you think they consider when appraising a human being? Now stop and think about it. This is obviously done for money. Somebody wants a payday. Think about that. There's a company out there that's willing to grant a payday, but they must first appraise a human and say this human is worth X amount of dollars, and we have our own proprietary way of discovering this. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't it be insane if these companies could do this, appraise you, and generate a life worth of you without you even knowing? Like, imagine when you're young, you're in school, you're playing sports, and then you sustain a sports injury. The data collected from your smartwatch and your phone and everything else is collected, gathered, and stored. So these companies have basically a template or a rough estimate of a healthy young individual. Now, rather you're male or female, that could either increase your value or lower your value. A young female, depending on other factors I won't go into here, may be quite valuable. And depending on her region, well, her value could fluctuate wildly. I'll leave you to think about which regions that may, the greatest changes may occur. Changes in value. Same thing with a young male. Depending on whether or not the nation was, you know, in conflict, a young military age male may be sought after, highly valued. That is, until they receive an injury during the conflict, suddenly the value drops significantly. Same thing with a young female. The young female, highly valuable. And again, depending on the region, if she explored reproductive activities before marriage, value drops significantly. Well, what if you don't play sports at all? Are you as valuable? I mean, you're still young, you're still fit, but you just don't play sports. Or maybe you play a different sport. Is the tennis player more valuable than the football player? And I'm talking American football. Because think about it. Football, American football, is a contact sport. People get hurt. Meaning, every single play in the game decreases your value. Now, you could make more money, which means you will then increase your value externally. Your body's taking a hit. So as far as the companies are concerned, your damaged goods, especially if you get one too many concussions, but you made a decent amount of money while doing it. So you still have some value. That is, until you mishandle your money, then you're completely worthless then. And with these sports, I mean, these are kind of like the men sports, like football. But the same thing is also true for women. In a woman's sport, in order for them to continue to be competitive in the sport, they may have to take medications so that they can continue to enjoy the intimate relationships that they may engage in without procreation. These medications, they all have side effects. And because they're not necessary, so to speak, not for everyone, taking them alone may lower your value. And if you're not taking them, you may still have your value lower because, I mean, you could end up pregnant. You could accidentally procreate. Oh, no. Pregnancy is a disease in the eyes of the people who appraise you. So even though you're not playing a contact sport, you're still very competitive, and now you're pregnant, so now you cannot be competitive. So now your value decreases because you're not earning as much because you can't play while you're pregnant. Or maybe you could, you just don't want to because it's irresponsible. And then there are decisions around pregnancy, right? Do you continue with the pregnancy, which could lower your value further? Or do you terminate and try to retain some of that value? And it all depends on who's paying as well. Because, I mean, again, depending on the region, if the population is a bit lower in this side of the world, a young, fertile female, her value goes way up. And this could happen through a number of things, right? It could be after a conflict, population drops because of the conflict or whatever. Well, you gotta raise the numbers again, right? It's necessary for a society to function. You need more people, more bodies. Can you imagine that? We need more people. Let's buy 100,000 more women. We need 100,000 more young, fertile women. We want to see all of their papers that they're fertile. And no, we don't care if they've explored. I'm trying to keep this as clean as possible, but, you know, I've already given the warning. But the company could, the nation or whoever could say, look, just make sure that we get young, fertile women. And we'll pay more for the ones that look like this, but we'll also accept others that look like that. Now think about it. That's a lot of money being passed around for human beings. And I'm pretty sure most of you are already aware of what I'm alluding to. You know, we already have industries doing this. But we're heading toward a future where this hypothetical conversation I'm having with you is going to become more and more real. Can you imagine being told we'll increase your value if you put this camera on your house, like a Ring doorbell, right? We'll give you an extra $5,000 worth of value if you put this camera on your door, on your house. Because, you know, they're not going to tell you why, but that camera is going to provide a bunch of feedback, right? So like if your neighbor across the street is smoking cigarettes, but they lied during the application and said that they stopped smoking, well, now that camera is now going to report that, oh no, they're still smoking. Their value is just going to plummet. And you will have helped accomplish that by putting the camera. All right, get it together, Scotty. But yeah, think about it. We have a ton of proprietary technology that we're introducing to the human body that we're wearing. All of the software on this proprietary technology, on these devices, I'll say, all of its software is incredibly intrusive. I mean, stop and think about it. It is not unusual. People don't even think twice when their flashlight app requests permission to have access to all of the user data, right? The flashlight app needs to be able to read your messages and your notifications and just everything else, your emails, whatever. So now when you got your little health watch on and you're collecting all that data, well, your flashlight app also needs to collect that data too. You know, what's funny is I was listening to a podcast. We're just taking a quick little side tour real quickly here. I was listening to a podcast the other day. I think it was 2.5 Admins, and they were talking about an incident in the past where a PC got infected. And one of the things that stood out was the message. It was a Windows PC. The message, notepad.exe needs access to the network. Like, wait a minute. Since when does the notepad need access to the network, right? You know, clearly something's wrong here, except on mobile. on mobile. Oh, that's perfectly fine. Everything needs access. So think about it. And you know how industries are. They'll adopt anything. So imagine when a few companies start saying, hey, we would like to hire you, but what's your value? You know, we are looking to hire people to have a value of 700,000 and above, because that's our way of making sure you're not going to be calling out sick on payday Friday. And, you know, you're actually going to come to work, right? We want people who are going to show up to work, do the job, going to have the fewest amount of sick days and be as productive as possible. So we only hire people to have a value of 700,000 and above. Well, think about that. Imagine if you found yourself like those weirdos over on HPR, you know the kind, instead of wearing the wonderful proprietary Apple Watch. Now you went out and either built your own, or you bought like the Pine Time where you can hack it yourself and control the data, actually own the data using free software to govern your lives. So your data is being collected and managed, but it's not being stripped away from you immediately, like the moment it's collected. So therefore, the companies have a hard time trying to get this data off of you. They have to lower your score. You could be incredibly healthy, but guess what? Because you chose free software and you're not allowing them to first get the data from you and then charge you money to have access to it after they've taken it from you, because you opted out of that. I mean, you're a risk. You're high risk. We can't trust you in the workplace, right? Some weirdo out here with a Pine Time instead of an Apple Watch. Good heavens.
Good heavens!
Oh, you have an Android phone, but it doesn't have stock Android on it? You mean you've flashed it with some other operating system? And for those of you out there with a Pine phone, that's akin to not having a phone at all. So, I kid. But think about that. Every decision you make to try and keep your data private and secure, to manage it yourself, hurts your value in this society, and you're forced to participate. If somebody says, I will not hire you because we don't know what your value is based on these numbers, guess what? That impacts you. So unless you're just going to employ yourself, you know, become an entrepreneur and get out there and start just doing business, and good luck with that, depending on the economy that you're in, you know. But I'm getting a little sidetracked. Let me get back on point here. Your value, so long as you're doing what they tell you to do, it rises or it stabilizes. Now, the moment you start doing things they specifically have not instructed you to do, or good heavens, things they've told you should not do, now all of a sudden, I mean, you've got no value at all. You're practically a criminal. I mean, we should just arrest you, right? You can't get a job around here anyway. Nobody will hire someone with such low value. We might as well just throw you in prison, right? What if you're one of those pre-existing conditions people? And I know we've heard about that with women, right? Being born a woman is considered to have a pre-existing condition. Aside from that, you know, if you have autoimmune diseases and things of this nature, things that you just cannot control, it's just a part of who you are. And remember, we're classifying more and more things as diseases. Imagine when the drug companies get involved, right? They shake hands with the appraisal companies. I'll just call them that. They actually have a name in real life, but I'm in this hypothetical world that I've crafted. They're just the human appraisal company. So you have the pharmaceutical company shake hands with them, right? Big Dope shakes hand with Big Appraise. So they work out a deal. We can really take advantage of this situation, right? These fat cats. This is what they're saying to themselves. You tell them their score is going to drop because they got a pre-existing condition. And then we tell them we can raise their score if they take our medication. Bada boom, bada bing. So now, in order for you to raise your value high enough. Yeah, my throat is a little rough right now. Sorry about that. In order for you to raise your value high enough for you to get a decent paying job, now you're just, you know, instead of eating lunch, you're just eating a handful of pills every day, right? I just had a very absurd thought, right? for Christmas, you know, people normally put, here in the U.S. anyways, some people normally put like a turkey in the oven for Thanksgiving and Christmas or whatever. Imagine putting a massive pill in the oven. Let's heat up our tablet. Like, I got this 20-pound aspirin on sale today, honey. Every house is going to have a big salt lick by the door. And the salt lick is going to be issued to you by the big dope companies, right? Before you walk outside, you just take a big lick across the block. And that's your daily dope. All right, this episode is getting much longer than I thought it'd be. I just wanted to rattle off some hypothetical tinfoil hat nonsense to you and give you something to think about. But I'm going to provide just a little bit more to scare you with. Now, what happens if you're a man, but you believe you were born in the wrong body? You should have been born a female. What do you think happens to your appraisal? I mean, that sounds like a massive defect. Because if you register as a female, well, they need women. But you're one of the women that cannot get pregnant, and they need women that can get pregnant. Uh-oh, massive conflict. Or what if you're one of the women that has not undergone an operation yet? You know what I'm talking about there? So you're still very much male as far as anatomy is concerned. And in order for them to get the highest dollar from you, you're going to have to undergo the operation, right? So the operation may cost you about $100,000, but it's actually costing you way more than that, because without the operation, your value is just like way down. So you have to spend about $100,000. Well, I don't know how much these operations cost. I'm just throwing a number out there for anybody who has had one. Just keep that in mind. I don't know. But, you know, you got to spend $100,000. So that's income just going out to get the operation. Then you have to recover from the operation for your value to then go up. But then it doesn't go up as high, because then they'll say, hey, you undergone a major surgery. You're damaged goods. No, we can't allow your health to be equivocal to someone who was already born a woman, right? Yes, now that you've had the operation, you are now, by the guidelines, a woman. But you're a woman with an operation. These are women who did not have to have an operation to be a woman, so they're worth more. And same thing with the men. What if you are a woman and you feel like you were supposed to be a man? Well, they need you to perform certain functions, and you cannot, simply because you just are not capable of functioning on the same level as someone who was born male. You would need to take a ton of drugs to increase your body's ability to perform at these higher levels. But all of those drugs lower your value, right? Like, a lot of them are experimental. They all have all these negative side effects. It's a ton of crap, but it's the life we're heading towards. You know, it's the crap we're willing to accept, and we'll accept it because we get to use the app, right? It starts out with just the data, right? A few weirdos over on HBR trying to warn you. It's more than just the data. Cut it out. It's more than the data. You have to pay attention. Ultimately, before it's all over, said, and done, you owe them your life just to participate in society, because you're so eager to just click accept, 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 right? Yes, yes, have access to everything. I don't care. Just let me use the app. Alrighty. So I feel like this show has had a pretty strong topic introduced, and I think that should bring a few comments out. If you have anything interesting to say, maybe do a show as a response or leave a comment. I'm some guy on the internet, and I'm out of here.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.